Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on at 8 o'clock or 9:30 or 11 o'clock and 6:30 sometimes on weekdays and weekends also. This show, I'd like to tell you a little, this show handles literary figures. I analyze literature. I speak about literature. I also speak about theology and biblical revelation and about politics. The show covers a number of areas of interest and thought. But let me tell you a little about myself so you understand where I'm coming from in this show. This show is a politically incorrect show. It is not a show which is geared to media hype, media rhetoric, media foolishness. It is a show which is geared to political incorrectness, not political correctness. And we are concerned with honesty and truth and getting at the facts and getting at the truth by the use of critical thinking. That is our object in this show. Second, I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to abandon that position in this show. I believe in the Holy Scriptures, full authority of Holy Scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. I also believe in the creeds of the Church, the Apostles' Creed, Nicene Creed, and Athanasian Creed, and I believe in the great Christian writers of the past and present, like C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, T.S. Eliot, St. Augustine, St. Paul, one of the greats. St. Paul is one of the greatest religious minds that has ever lived, and many others, such as St. Augustine, Calvin, Luther, etc. They're all great, and all well worth reading and enlightening you as to our faith. I also run two radio shows, a podcast show and this Blog Talk radio show, and many people from many countries visit these shows. The podcast show has had 4,400 visitors, and the Blog Talk show has had many visitors from places such as Saudi Arabia, India, Bangladesh, Germany, United Kingdom, etc., and Japan and Malaysia, and many other places. So with our worldwide customer shows, people from many societies listen to it. And I have to say, I'm happy to say, that many of our Muslim brothers and sisters visit these shows and listen to them. I'm elated that they're willing to look at a Christian thought outside of their particular system of thought and are open enough to listen to it and be aware of it. I have a very fine Iranian philosophy student in Iran who's very interested in my Christian books, and I'm very happy that she is. She's intelligent. I find our Muslim brothers and sisters extremely intelligent and open to all kinds of thoughts and influences. Next, I have written books, 10 books, Christian books and legal books, 2 books of legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2, and 4 Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables, the 41 parables in the Gospels. I'm planning other books, such as a book on the miracles and my 2 books of the blogs. I'm planning books on those blogs, literary, philosophical, and theological blogs. I'm planning books on 2 books on those in that area, and I'm planning books on the miracles in the Bible, and I'm planning a book on the Book of Job, who was not Jewish. He was an Edomite, and the book is modeled on a Greek play. It's a fascinating book. It's a great book, and I hope to shed some light on it when I write about it and inform people, hopefully. I've written over 800 blogs, which are available on academia.edu, literary, philosophical, theological, etc. They're available on academia.edu, and many people from many countries have uploaded these blogs, and hopefully they have gained some knowledge from them. And that's basically my background. I've written 3 very major journal articles, which have been bought by the United States Supreme Court in one instance and in other instances by the State Department and many, many other European universities throughout the world, major universities, and China and Japan also. I do hope that I have informed you about my background, and I don't think I'm that great, but I think you should know about me before I speak about it. Tonight I'm going to speak about, I like to speak about the authors that I love and treasure in English literature and Russian and French literature. And the authors that I've spoken about have been John Milton. John Milton is one of my favorites. He is the author of Paradise Lost, a great epic poem. He did it while he was blind, as well he wrote Paradise Regained. And he also wrote Samson Agonistes, a kind of a Greek play on the Book of Judges, Samson in the Book of Judges. He's one of my favorites. Another of my favorite English literature writers is E.M. Forster, the author of Howard's End and A Passage to India, a wonderful writer, not to be missed. Tonight, however, I'm not going to speak about those people. I've already spoken about them again. I'm going to speak about a writer which is not so very popular today, Rudyard Kipling. Born in 1865, died in 1936. He was a short story writer, poet, and novelist. He was born in India, which inspired most of his work. His fiction included The Jungle Books, 1894, Kim, 1901, and many short stories and poems, which are really very, very good. He was an excellent innovator in the art of the short story. And his children's books are classics, such as Stalking and Company and The Jungle Books. The Jungle Books were children's books. Stalking and Company were a portrait of a private school, children in a private school. In the late 19th and early 20th century, he was one of England's most popular writers. And in 1907, he was awarded the Nobel Prize, the first English writer to receive this prize, and his youngest recipient to date, when he was 41. He was sounded out for a knighthood and for the British poet laureateships, but he declined it. His reputation has changed with the political and social climate of the age. He really was he had a concern and belief in imperialism, and in some sense he is political and social climate in that respect has changed. He may have been a believer in empire, but and he believed in the white man's burden, but those ideas are not very popular anymore. His childhood he was born in 1865 in Bombay, he was born in Bombay, and let me speak about this. His birth home was on the campus of the J.J. School of Art in Bombay. And his days in Bombay ended when he was five. And as was the custom in India, he and his three-year-old sister were taken to the United Kingdom to live with a couple who boarded children of British national living aboard. And he lived with this couple and with his daughter, his three-year-old sister. They were taken to the United Kingdom, South Sea, Portsmouth, to live with a couple of boarded children. And so he wasn't happy there, but he went to a Devon school, a recently founded school to prepare boys for the army. He went to the Devon school, but at the end of his schooling, He went to the Devon School, a British preparatory school for boys, but near the end of his schooling, it was decided that he didn't have the academic ability to go to Oxford University on a scholarship, and his parents couldn't finance him. And so toward the end of his schooling, his father retained a job for him in Lahore, where the father served as principal of the College of Art. Kipling was to be the assistant editor of a local newspaper, the Civil and Military Gazette. His life began to be the life of a writer. From 1883 to 1889, he worked in British India for local newspapers, such as the Civil and Military Gazette in Lahore and the Pioneer in Allahabad. In Lahore, 39 of his short stories appeared in the Gazette between 1886 and 1887. And these were some very excellent short stories that he wrote for that newspaper. In 1889, he left India. He left India in 1889. He moved to London he returned to London in 1889. He left India, traveling first to San Francisco and other places, and he made these North American travels, and the main thing about Kipling was that he had these short stories published for many years, and he also published a wonderful novel called *The Light That Failed*, as well as *Kim*. These were excellent novels, and they are wonderful to read and have great value. I think his short stories are excellent, and these novels are also excellent. The Kiplings lived in Vermont for a period of time, and United States, and also he visited South Africa at one point. But this is as much as I want to say about Kipling. Kipling was a great writer. His short stories are wonderful. They're very great. And they are so tightly constructed. And he put so tightly constructed these short stories that in some instances you can't figure out what happened exactly. They're great. His poetry is also extremely good. His poetry focuses on imperialism. Perhaps they're outdated. Perhaps they're wrong. But his poetry is of the British soldier abroad in the empire, and his poetry is good and it's inspiring. I like Kipling. I like his short stories. I enjoy them greatly. I enjoy his poetry, which is quite interesting, such as Barrack Room Ballads. His poetry concerns the life of British soldiers in India and other places outside of the United Kingdom, and his poetry is quite good in that respect and quite entertaining and interesting. His short stories are fascinating and great, and his novels, his short stories include The Jungle Books and others, and Stalking and Company. Those are just some of them, but Stalking and Company is the portrait of boys in a boys' school. And I really think that Kipling was and is a great writer, and he's well worth reading. He's fantastic. His short stories are great. They are inspiring. They are very tightly constructed and very interesting. I also found his books, The Light That Failed and Kim, quite good. So So, and then it goes for his poetry also, which is the poetry of imperialism, as were some of his short stories. A number of them had that theme. So I hope you've enjoyed this talk about Kipling tonight, and I've enjoyed speaking about it. He's certainly one of my favorite writers. I think he was a great writer, and though he's criticized today for backing imperialism and being the agent of the British Raj in India, but he was of his time, and he believed in imperialism as a good thing, and he was of his time. Perhaps it was a fault. Perhaps his thinking was incorrect, but his literary work is fantastic, and I urge you to read Kipling's short stories, read his poetry, and to read his poetry, his short stories, and his novels, The Light That Failed and Kim. Very good. Excellent work. I can't urge you more, my dear friends, than to read this great writer, whatever his faults in terms of imperialism and believing in it. Even though he may have been wrong, his literary work was beyond reproach. And I hope you will get to read him and read him a lot. Good night.